AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Centennial, Colorado, Robert Holmes testified he and his wife were becoming increasingly concerned about their son, James, leading up to a deadly theater shooting 3 years ago. But there were no problems detected in their last phone conversation.
He didn't give any inkling that he was homicidal or stressed or anything, at least to us on the 4th of July.
This is the sentencing phase of James Holmes' trial. The options are the death sentence or life in prison. Secretary of State John Kerry has been before the Senate Armed Services Committee talking about the Iran nuclear deal. Chair John McCain says Iran has a clear record of cheating, and this deal will pave the way for Tehran to get more weapons.
Iran will not only have billions of dollars with which to go on a shopping spree in the international arms market, but it is also sure to find plenty of states that are eager to sell those weapons, especially Russia and China.
In western New York, a man has been arrested on a charge of attempting to support the Islamic State group. U.S. Attorney William Hochul says Arafat Naji's rhetoric led to his neighbors calling federal law enforcement on it.
This information included allegations that Naji espoused violent jihad and that he did constitute a threat to those of us in the United States.
Afghanistan's main intelligence agency says the reclusive Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar is dead, and in fact, he's been dead for more than 2 years. The Coast Guard is suspending a search for two teenage boaters missing off Florida. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft says he regrets not appealing penalties against the team over deflated footballs.
I was wrong to put my faith in the league.
Kraft's comments came a day after the NFL announced Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's suspension over deflated footballs will remain at 4 games. The Dow is up 112 points. This is AP Radio News. 2 children remain in the hospital in critical condition in Southern California after a giant pine tree fell on some campers in Pasadena.
We heard a crack, and then I just caught a glimpse of the tree falling down.
All of a sudden, people started to run and then screaming, and they started to call 911.
Those children spoke to KNBC-TV. 8 children in all were hit and injured. Most were treated at the scene. Winds were light in the area when the 75-foot-tall tree fell. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says there's been more than 1 million responses to recommendations for changes in the $10 bill. Lew wants to replace the portrait of Alexander Hamilton with a woman. He says Hamilton will be honored in some other way. Lew says the redesign of the $10 bill will be just the first in a series of redesigns to make bills safer against the newest forms of counterfeiting. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.